This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. Live with confidence and experience a selection of the best South African art at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville. Particular presence is the new exhibition at the Sanlam Art Gallery. And here to tell us all about it is the curator of the Sanlam Art Collection, Stefan Hunt. Stefan, I really enjoyed looking around and seeing this collection, but let's talk about why you chose them and perhaps how you set it out, because that's very fascinating to me.
Well, Sanlam Art Collection have quite a large collection of portraits in them, and it's part of our collecting strategy in a way to collect portraits of artists or by artists of themselves or of other artists. So that's one part of this little exhibition that's really worth seeing. The way we've compiled it is to place certain portraits next to each other. So you get this range from the early 19th century where we've got two portraits by Gwelo Gumman, one when he was a young artist and one when he was an older artist. So you get a very good sense of how the painters interpret age and how the person, like Gwelo Gumman, has changed. And then you get self-portraits just around the corner by Harry Trevor, for instance, which show you his range of how he approaches himself, but also others. And Harry Trevor, of course, a contemporary of Maggie Lobsher and Irma Stern in the 40s, painted quite extravagantly and expressionistly. And it's interesting to note that even though somebody like Irma Stern and Maggie were vilified for their approaches to painting, you know, they weren't alone in approaching their painting in that way. Of course, we've also got those really old, austere portraits of the chairman of Sanlam. And they also have a certain attraction in a certain way, as you can see, how do people present themselves when they're in positions of power.
Also interesting is that some of them were painted posthumously, so obviously from pictures, and others actually having sat for their portraits.
Yeah, so this becomes quite interesting in that, can you identify which painting was painted from life? And my contention would be you could. I also think that if one approaches the portrait carefully and with some sort of introspection, one begins to realize that a photograph is not quite a portrait, and a painted portrait is, of course, not an exact likeness either. But somehow one gets something out of a painted portrait that is done from a sitting that you don't get from a portrait painted from a photograph.
The one that comes to mind was Vince the Maggie Lobsher, was that sort of poignant moment somehow, and that seems to come across occasionally. You just feel that they've caught that.
Yes, I think that happens when you spend a lot of time with somebody, and then suddenly you start realizing what's important and what isn't important in the person's face, and that's captured sometimes at a very, very eloquent moment. And of course, there's always the artist's own personality that gets put into the portrait as well. So every portrait is actually a mixture of oneself and the subject.
The other thing is the setting. Some are very austere and others?
Well, sometimes you have some very interesting backgrounds, like Marion Potlatch's portrait. Obviously, the background is there to reflect the psyche or the personality of the person. This is very much a trope that was used by expressionist painters in Germany. If you look at the paintings by Otto Dix or Goss, for instance, and you see these strange figures, and then they are in the environment like a doctor with all his instrumentation and everything in the background. So this is very much a case. But generally, it seems that most portrait painters prefer to leave the background sort of anonymous.
The other thing that was interesting is your choice of sculptures.
Now, the sculptures have sort of grown in the collection a little bit, and these sculptures, although not portraits, are all from artists, mainly from Venda, but artists working in wood, and black artists who've come, who one would say would be untrained in a set. And some of them have come from the Free State. Georgia Mahaha and Albert Dasheka are pretty unknown in the art world, but have a very particular perspective on sculpture. And strangely enough, yes, in the Free State where there are hardly any trees, but there's a very large sculpture by Ramahaha, which is made out of olive wood. And that tree must have been at least 200 to 300 years old to be that size. And it's an extraordinary, empathetic sculpture for the figure that he's made.
It's finding the right material and to bring it out and bring it all to life. But again, what I liked very much about the exhibition is, as I say, you turn a corner and there's another set or series of works that speak to each other in a particular way. I think that must have been some of your observations, but please go along. Do go have a look-see. You'll be quite fascinated how people approach the portrait. So if you want to know the what, the why, and the where of what's happening in the visual and performing arts scene, do go to mapmyway.co.za or pick up a copy of the Art Craft and Museums map, and you'll find your way to get there. This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. View the collection at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bilville or go online to blog.sanlam.co.za. Particular Presence, a selection of 55 portraits dating from 1896 to the present, is the new exhibition at the Sanlam Art Gallery. Alongside the austere tradition of commissioned portraits of company chairmen and anguished self-representation of artists, highlights include the winning works from the Sanlam Portrait Awards 2013 to 2019. Particular Presence can be viewed from Mondays to Fridays, 9 to 4:30 p.m. Call 021 947 3359 for guided tours or email sanlamart@sanlam.co.za.